SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
September 16 was observed as International Ozone Day. Hear more in today's program, and later on, we take a glimpse of Jamaica and get some tips from our children for our children. Stick around. Ozone. All there is between you and UV. That's this year's theme, as September 16 marked the 30th anniversary of the International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. And activities were in full swing at the National Environment and Planning Agency to commemorate Ozone Day.
We've been reaching out to Jamaicans, so we'll be encouraging persons, informing them about the ozone and what they can do in terms of protecting the ozone. No matter how small the country is, everyone has a significant role.
The National Environment and Planning Agency launched celebrations early on Wednesday with a focus on encouraging Jamaicans to protect themselves from harmful ultraviolet rays that may harm skin and eyes, causing cancer. Public Education Manager at NEPA, Dion Rose, talks about some of the effects of ozone depletion.
If the ozone is affected, you'll see more persons having skin cancer and more damage to persons' health.
Melanoma is a type of skin cancer caused by exposure to ultraviolet rays. Many persons believe they are immune to skin cancer because they are dark-skinned. But melanoma can occur in any skin type. So wear sunglasses to protect your eyes and use sunscreen with a SPF of 15 or over.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Jamaica needs your help to achieve first world status by 2030. Vision 2030 is the country's first long-term national development plan, which will put Jamaica in a position to achieve developed country status in another 15 years. This means Jamaica will have the kind of investor-friendly society and economy that make it the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. So, catch the vision. Play your role. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and a cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush or fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table. And I shouted to her, "Green bush! Don't have one of the green bush, you should have to give me some for dinner." But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson, and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrews.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well. And here's today's tip for our children.
The care of the environment is everybody's business.
Get involved.
Don't throw your garbage on the ground. Put it in a bin provided or keep it until you find a garbage disposal. You can also help to prevent land pollution by talking about it with your friends and joining service clubs at your school. Get involved.
Those tips were brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Vanessa Silvera. Keep safe and protect the environment.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.